So why don't we sit a little here? We'll try to see if we can sense a little bit into this this foundation. I'll say, you know, I like that the Buddha calls this the establishment of mindfulness. So this word establishment, it means that it's not automatic. It's not already there. It's inherent in the ardency, the kind of ardency, you can think of ardency as this straight back, this kind of interest in, notice whether or not you're energetically leaning forward or leaning backwards. You really just want to be upright, have a sense of being upright. And at the same time, you are, you're energetically, you're not trying to get out of the body, you're trying to get more relaxed into the body. So you want a downward feel, a resting back and this resting down. And that kind of feeling with this uprightness and yet it's downward pointed, is this capacity to establish mindfulness. And then at the same time, there's a persistence in this word of establishment. So you are constantly returning. You don't have an expectation that you should be mindful. We are establishing mindfulness, establishing it, body upright, head upright, having a sense of resting down and present moment, and returning again and again and again to this present moment. So here you can find an anchor from the body. It's usually the best anchor because of its physicality. So it can be sound, can be the posture of the body. It could be the breath. If that's a normal anchor for you and you like it, it can be the breath. But you use the first foundation to kind of anchor you, set a pole in the center. And then you use the second foundation. We're going to begin to open up, to sense into how we are experiencing this. Is it pleasant? Is it unpleasant or is it neither? Might be easier to think, is it pleasing? Is it displeasing or neither? And then lastly, you could think, do I like it? I like this. If you sense this sit right now and you're like, I like this. This is pleasant Vedana. If you like the silence, if you like the sound, that's extending that pleasant Vedana externally. I like the silence. I like the sound, as if the silence or the sound is pleasant. So we're pretty much going to sit here in silence, and I want to give you two more instructions here. If you notice the mind thinking, see if you can sense into that thinking. Is this pleasant? Is it unpleasant? And you might, if you notice sort of, this is an unpleasant thought. See if you can sense into the body and feel an unpleasant sensation. Because often our unpleasant sensations send us into unpleasant thoughts. And our pleasant sensations send us into fantasies and pleasant thoughts. So see if you can just find the body and sense into the body and see if there's a sensation there. It may be that the body feels nothing, neutral, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. So we will drift into thought that are pleasant to make our meditation pleasant. But that thinking is external vedana, and you can sense into the body the actual experience of neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Notice the Vedana of your experience. Is it pleasant? Unpleasant? If they're thoughts, are they pleasant, unpleasant, random? Pleasing, displeasing, liking, not liking. Just notice it's like you don't get intertwined so much in what the experience is, but you kind of step back and notice the quality of it.